Let me ask you, because I do recognize it's very, very difficult to have the principles versus rules discussion in the abstract. And, you know, you can argue that, you can argue that both ways. Although any of us that have signed off on financial statements and understood financial statements recognize that we see instances where we have to have had to report in a way which we didn't think had much to do with economic reality. And yet, I think that the general public wants to look at the financial statements and say it's either right or wrong. And but let me, more broadly, as we've talked about this and thought about competitiveness, what are we missing? What are the, there something major we've missed, something outside when we talk about U.S. competitiveness more broadly? What else should we be focusing on?
I think you have to start out with the fact that corporate profits as a percentage of GDP at well over 8% are just about the highest, you know, in the history of the United States, and return on tangible equity of major American corporations is also at about the highest in history. So, you know, if something's wrong with the system, it hasn't seeped through to the actual operating results of business. Business results have been almost incredible in recent years, and you can look at the charts that for decades and decades corporate profits were between 4 and 6% of GDP, and it's broken out in a huge way. And of course, you have the stock market selling at a huge percentage of tangible equity. So a dollar invested in American business is producing, you know, $3 or so. Or more in market value, that cannot be regarded as a broken capitalistic system.